Right now we have with us Emily Correll, who is an elementary and middle school teacher as well as a former Smithsonian Museum docent. She joins us to talk about the book she has put together called Awesome Adventures at the Smithsonian, the official kid's guide to the Smithsonian Institution. Emily, thanks for sharing time with us this morning. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Well, I see here on the front it says includes a zillion activities. Now, you're not exaggerating it by any stretch of the imagination, are you?
Oh, no. And you know, a teacher wouldn't exaggerate what I...
But obviously that also attracts kids, too, because they think, wow, a zillion. There's unlimited ideas. And
well, you know, and that's the thing. The Smithsonian really does have unlimited things to see. You'll never, ever see it all. And, of course, you know, because there's over 137 million objects in their collection. So.
I look on the cover, and I showed it to somebody yesterday, and I said, look, it's a book about... From dinosaurs to dresses. So, you know, you can't get... I said you cover both ends. You know, girls, boys, they might be interested in everything that's on the cover. Because, you know, they all at certain ages, they have a sort of a fascination with certain things.
Absolutely.
Like that,
and there truly is something for everyone. And, you know, if a kid isn't into something before going to the Smithsonian Museum, they certainly will get into something after their visit. That's for sure.
Now, how do you... prepare your kid, child you're taking to the museum, you know, other than say, stay close to me, what type of things do you get them excited about, or how do you plan it so that you're not, 10 minutes in, you're thinking, oh, what have I gotten myself into?
Right, yeah, I definitely think you hit on it. You need a plan. And I mean, I truly do recommend that if you're going with kids, get your hands on the kids' guide, and give them some time to check out the maps, to flip through the guide, to kind of familiarize themselves with what they're going to see in the museum. Just this small step of having a plan will give kids a mission when they get to the museums. And what's great about that is it gets them engaged as soon as they are in the museums, and it also takes the onus off the parents to have that plan, because the kids already know what they want to see and what they want to do.
Are there any specific museums you recommend?
Well, the three that I feature in my book include the Air and Space Museum, the National Museum of Natural History, and the National Museum of American History. And these are the three biggies on the mall in Washington, D.C., and I would say are the most kid-friendly. Now, there are 19 Smithsonian museums altogether, but those are the three biggies. And also, I'll add the National Zoo is a part of the Smithsonian Institution as well, and, of course, that's very kid-friendly.
Now, there's sort of activities within this book, right? I see checklists or places for them to actually write things or kind of fill in spaces, so there is an educational aspect to it, too.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, I think it's really important for kids to have a way to engage with the text and with what they're seeing in the museum. So, yeah, I incorporated all kinds of activities that they can do at home before they even get to the museums, and things that they can do in the museum, such as scavenger hunts or checklists or journal pages, places where they can draw things that they're seeing or, you know, reflect on what they're seeing. And then ways that they can continue their learning at home. So,
and obviously,
lots of fun things to do.
There's things then for different. You, as I mentioned, you have interests with elementary school, middle school kids. So, age appropriate, depending on what age they are. There's different areas that really will fascinate them.
Absolutely, and this guide, Awesome Adventures, really focuses on kids from about 8 years old to 12 years old, give or take a few years either end.
Emily, your book helps kids be interactive with the museum. In this digital interactive age, do you see museums changing at all?
I think museums are trying to keep up with technology. And, you know, actually the Natural History Museum has a wonderful new exhibit that's designed for slightly older kids called Curious. And it's kind of like a learning lab. Where they can go in and check out, you know, high-powered electron microscopes and check things out under that, and also be engaged with where they can actually speak to scientists, either that are in the field, you know, either watching them online or watching them at the museum. So, you know, I think museums are trying to keep up.
Big thing about going to a museum, or I should say the disappointing thing, is sometimes you'll get home from the museum and you tell somebody, hey, I went to this museum, and they said, did you see this? And they're going, what? I missed that. How did I miss that? You know, what are some of the things, or do you point out certain things that you don't want to miss, or some, you know, unique things that are always fun that maybe somebody just turns the corner, overlooks, and misses the entire big segment that they should have seen there? What do you think?
Yeah, well, first I do want to say that I don't want people to feel bad for not seeing everything, because if the goal is to see everything, people are just going to walk out as like zombies, because it's just going to be too exhausting. But I'll say, you know, there are a few things that I wouldn't want to miss. And, you know, at the Natural History Museum, for example, I'd really encourage families to get into that Ocean Hall. The Ocean Hall is one of the new exhibit halls, one of the more new exhibit halls. And there's a great full-size model of a North Atlantic right whale, and it is based on an actual whale that's alive in the ocean today. Every detail on that whale, down to each little whisker and callosity and scar, is based on that actual whale. So check that out in detail. I would also encourage families, when they're visiting the Air and Space Museum, to check out the new gallery called Moving Beyond Earth, and that's where you can see things like the space toilet, and that of course will get kids thinking.
It got me thinking. Yeah, what's a space toilet?
Well, oh, Craig.
Well,
you got to do what you got to do, even if you're an astronaut in space.
Well,
exactly.
And then I would really encourage families, when they visit the Museum of American History, to get to the exhibit called America on the Move. It's really kid-friendly, family-friendly exhibit that focuses on transportation, which sounds like a dry subject, but when you get in there and you explore a transportation over the course of 200 years of history, it's really quite a lot of fun.
Well, there has to be trains or something in there, I would imagine.
Yeah, there's full-size, you know, engines in there. It's really amazing, even to just try to think about, how did they get these things in here? You
know. Emily, does a museum like this benefit from a motion picture such as Night at the Museum? Does it spike at all?
I think it does. The great thing about these museums is that they can really spark the imagination, and everyone probably does kind of wonder, wow, wouldn't it be cool to be stuck in this museum at night, and what if things came to life? Now, of course, it's not going to happen, but it is a lot of fun to think about. So I don't think those movies did anything but good for the museums.
We're talking today with Emily Carell. The book is Awesome Adventures at the Smithsonian, the official kid's guide to the Smithsonian Institution. I mentioned at the start that you were a docent at the museum. What did you learn from your time there doing that?
Oh, my gosh. I learned so much. One of the great things about working at the Museum of Natural History is they just get you involved with all kinds of classes, and you're meeting the curators and the scientists who work at the museum, so that, you know, you can learn all you can about the objects in the museum. And so I just had a great time learning all about, particularly my favorite things to learn about were the Ocean Hall and the Mammal Hall areas. I learned a lot about those two.
I'm sure that helps you with your teaching as well, because any teacher that has a first-hand experience, or you can relate anything you're talking about to maybe something that's at the museum, creates more of an excitement for the students too.
Oh yeah, and because the subject area is so broad, you'd be amazed at how often I can pull in my experience from the museum into my classroom, and that's a lot of fun for me, and I think it's fun for the kids too.
It's called Awesome Adventures at the Smithsonian, the official kid's guide to the Smithsonian Institution. It's kind of a good, sturdy book. It has one of those big wire binders to hold it all together and let the kids draw on it, write in it, fill it out. It kind of is also then, once they do that, if they do take it to them with them to the museum, then this almost becomes kind of a souvenir or keepsake from their experience there, too.
Absolutely, because they're writing down their favorite finds and adding their own personal touch to the book.
People want to find out more about this book or a little bit about Smithsonian, what's a good place for them to do that?
I encourage them to head over to the Smithsonian website, which is www.si.edu. And I also, going back to that new area in the Natural History Museum, Curious, I would definitely recommend a visit to their website. I think it's one of the best sites on the Smithsonian website, and that is at www.curious.si.edu.
Sounds good. Emily, thanks for sharing the time with us today and for putting such a great book together.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks a lot for talking with me.
And you mentioned about for kids. As an adult, I enjoy a book like this, too, because it sort of simplifies a lot of things that maybe a brochure would complicate things on here. So,
absolutely. You're not the first person to tell me that.
Sounds great. Thanks very much, Emily. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Emily Carell, again, the book is Awesome Adventures at the Smithsonian, the official kid's guide to the Smithsonian Institution.